to KLOK 1170 AM at AOL.com or call our business office at 408-440-0851. That's 408-440-0851.
सपने सलामत दोस्तों, वेलकम टू जींस टी शर्ट एंड टाई, द ओनली देसी टॉक शो ऑफ इट्स काइंड एनीवेयर इन द होल वर्ल्ड। हैव यू एवर ड्रीम्ड अबाउट स्टार्टिंग अ बिजनेस? देन दिस शो इज डेडिकेटेड टू यू एंड फॉर यू। द शो इज फॉर एंटरप्रेन्योर्स, ड्रीमर्स, इन्वेस्टर्स, टेकीज एंड नॉन टेकीज, एनीवन एंड एवरीवन दैट हैज अ ड्रीम।
Our host, Rohit Chandra, himself has started several companies in Silicon Valley, raised millions of dollars in equity financing, and has inventions that are currently being used by hundreds of millions of users on the web.
Welcome. My name is Rohit Chandra, and I am the founder of a micro-information service on the web called Rohit.com, a service that I hope will one day transform the way you use the web. Yes, it's called Rohit.com. Tune in to KLOK 1170 every Saturday at noon, and we'll talk about everything it takes to build a company. Idea, recruiting, incorporation, market, bootstrapping, venture capital, intellectual property, and more. Tech businesses and non-tech businesses. We'll hear stories from people like you and me who have done this successfully. Call in and ask specific questions or generic questions and engage in a stimulating discussion about building a company. Sunna na bhuliye, har Saturday, dopahar 12 baje. Every Saturday at 12 noon.
बस इतना सा ख्वाब है, बस इतना सा ख्वाब है।
वेलकम वेलकम वेलकम, सपने सलामत दोस्तों, वेलकम टू अनदर एपिसोड ऑफ ड्रीम्स अनलिमिटेड। दिस इज अ शो दैट्स डेडिकेटेड फॉर एनीवन विद अ ड्रीम। दिस इज अ शो फॉर एंटरप्रेन्योर्स, फॉर ड्रीमर्स, इन्वेस्टर्स, टेक्निकल पीपल एंड नॉन टेक्निकल पीपल। एनीवन एंड एवरीवन दैट हैज अ ड्रीम शुड लिसन टू अस एवरी सैटरडे एट नून। सो द शो एज यू नो बाय नाउ इज मेड अप ऑफ वेरियस डिफरेंट सेगमेंट्स दैट हैव बीन अनफोल्डिंग एज द वीक्स हैव गॉन बाय। And I'm going to give you a quick recap for the benefit of all of our new listeners that are joining in about what we've talked about in the past. And today, there's a lot of ground to cover. There's a lot of interesting information to cover. I've gotten a lot of requests from folks to talk about viral marketing. So we're going to spend a fair amount of time today to talk about the evolution of viral marketing and how viral marketing has evolved over the net, where it all started out, how it progressed, and so on and so forth. So there's a lot of information to be covered. If you have questions around startups, if you have comments around startups, if you have questions around viral marketing, if you have questions around viral marketing comments, feel free to call into the studio. The phone number to call in is 408-912-5565. Most importantly, please, please, please remember to turn your radio down when you call. 408-912-5565. And so let's talk about briefly, quick recap about what are the various things we've already talked about in the past, where we had a woman entrepreneur who came in and talked about enterprise software, and we followed that up with doing the anatomy of a startup, where we talked about how to come up with structured thought processes, how to narrow in on the idea, which is basically the idea or the problem that you're going to build a business around. And then we talked about finding and building a suitable solution. And we also talked about how to build parallels in the real world to the solution that you're looking at. And we talked about why the name of your company is important, whether it's going to create buzz, whether there's going to be a story around it, something that is going to create water cooler conversation, how to name it, whether it should be self-explanatory, whether it should be descriptive, whether it should not be any of these, you know, does phonetics play a role? Actually, it does, but what kind of a role does phonetics play? What are the meanings behind the name, whether it's an acronym? And we said a fairly detailed anatomy on that particular subject area. We also talked about names of companies that were based upon the names of the founders of the company. And we talked about how well so many of those have done, right from Walmart to Dell to Bose and the whole stuff in between, including Adidas. So that was it. We also had a viral expert come in and talk to us. This is a guy who's running a company which is currently has 25 million users. So he's raised about $100 million in equity for companies that he started. And we talked to him. So anyways, that was a brief lineup of the folks that we've talked to in the past, and I will also come back and give you a quick update on other folks that we've talked to in the past. Everything is recorded and can be heard as a podcast. So if you're driving in your car and you want to listen to it as a podcast, you can just drag the link and drop it onto your iTunes folder, and you'll automatically get new episodes of the show as we do them in your iPod. The website URL is rohit.com/radio. That's rohit.com/radio. And as we said earlier, we will be taking calls for audience participation. So if you have a question, comment, please feel free to call us. We'll try to address it. If we cannot address it, we'll try and defer it to somebody who can. But most importantly, we're going to be talking today about viral marketing, and then we're going to talk about the evolution of viral marketing on the web.
Have you ever received a link to a web page in your email? Or have you ever shared a web page with anyone? Stop! Do not copy, paste, and go through all the extra effort to show them what's relevant. Why not highlight the webpage before you send it or share it? Just type rohit.com before any web URL. For example, rohit.com/google.com. And your mouse cursor instantly changes to a highlighter pen. Just select any text you see, and it instantly gets highlighted in color. And what's more, it even gets a tiny URL that will take any visitor directly to the highlights of the page. It neither requires anyone to register nor to install any software on their computers. Anyone can use it. It's free and fast. No fine print and totally hassle-free. Try it out. rohit.com. Startups, do you have a startup company that you started and would like to get some free publicity for? Please contact us. We like to help startups. We are looking for a few startups to feature on an upcoming show. So if you're running a startup or have a friend who's running a startup that wants some airtime, feel free to reach out to us at radio@rohit.com. That's radio@rohit.com.
If you like our show, make sure to tell your friends to tune in on Saturdays at noon every Saturday on 1170 AM. And if you work for a company such as Oracle, Sun, Google, Microsoft, Intel, etc., please send out a company-wide email on your Desi email alias about our show. And now back to our show, where our host, Rohit Chandra. Rohit is himself an active entrepreneur working on a Web 2.0 startup. He's a visionary. He created the earliest social networking website ever called ecode.com. And something you may not know about him is that he's a day trader on NASDAQ and the New York Stock Exchange. Now over to Rohit.
Sapne Salamat. Welcome back, dosto. To all of those who find my greeting of Sapne Salamat peculiar, I'd like to share that I believe the first step towards achieving any goal is to dream. And only the pursuit of those dreams will help drive you to success. So, apne sapno ko salamat rakhe, kahin khone na de. And now, let's talk about the evolution of viral marketing. So, folks, we all hear about viral marketing, but the question always comes down to is, what is viral marketing? So, I think fundamentally, peer-to-peer sharing, we all know, is something that is very, very valuable. And we all also very well realize that information on the web is overflowing. So, sharing today of information is very troublesome. You know, we talk about Web 2.0, which is all about sharing and collaboration. And one of the most common interactions on the web is people telling each other, go check this out. Yet, this whole piece is very troublesome. And let's analyze it and study it and see why we think it is the way it is. Because, for example, content for the same URL changes. Now, it is all dynamically served up. So if you go to CNN.com, what you're seeing is very different from somebody sitting in Chicago that goes to CNN.com or somebody sitting in India that goes to CNN.com. And it's also very different depending on what time of the day or what time of the week or what time of the month or when you actually end up going to CNN.com, because it is dynamically served up. So what the one person is looking at is very different from what the other person is looking at. So traditionally, when somebody wants to share a piece of information on the web with somebody else, there's basically one of two approaches that people will take. One is called what I'm going to call the link share approach, and the other is what I'm going to call the copy paste approach. What I want you to do, guys, to do is focus on the number of user clicks that it takes to actually accomplish one of these actions. So, for example, we're talking about link share. What the user has to do is you go, you take your mouse cursor, you take it up into your browser's address bar, you click on there, you copy that link, you go back out, you open up your email program, you address the email to the person, you actually locate the person whom you want to address it to, you create a subject for the email that you want to put out, you paste this into the body of the email, and you add a couple of sentences of context, and you send it out to the other guy saying, take a look at this. The problem is, there's a lot of work that this guy on the sending end did. Let's say the same thing on the receiving end. What happens is, on the receiving end, the guy gets the link. More often than not, people don't click on links because we're too busy doing what we are, even when we are getting links from people we trust and we know. More recently, these links themselves have become suspicious. There's a lot of phishing sites out there, lots of Trojans out there, and you don't know if this is a malicious link that's going to install some adware, malware, or something really bad on my computer. So people always say, you know, I'll just ask this person the next time I see him what this is about. Another problem that we've seen quite often is that the links break down because they're so long that email programs throw in carriage returns and line breaks and what have you, and the links don't work anymore, and people are calling each other back and forth saying, listen, I can't click on that link, I can't get to it. So it's fairly hard. And the beauty or the irony of it is that if you surmount all of these things and the link closes and you open up the page, you're still looking at the link and you're saying, like, okay, so now here is a document that is, I don't know, 3 pages long, and I'm trying to find what is the one sentence that my friend wanted me to look at. It's really, really hard. So guess what? This is something that we're all familiar with intimately, and we all figured out how to do this. We said, okay, we're going to do copy-paste. So people on the sending end, they said, okay, I'm going to copy the one paragraph that I want to show to my friend, and I'll paste it into the email, and I'll send it off to the friend. Now, again, what I wanted to focus on is the number of user actions or user clicks that a user has to go through to accomplish this. So the guy who's reading the article, he looks at the article, he copies the paragraph that he wants to, he goes back, launches his email program, goes through the addressing process again, goes through the subject, goes through the notes, and finally pastes the link in there. And then he has to go back and do the same thing all over again for the second piece that he wants to share in the same document. So it's fairly tedious, especially for the guy on the sending end. Because guess what? He's going through all this extra work just to make sure that you will read the one part of the page that he wants you to look at. On the receiving end, if you sort of look upon this whole thing, it's very self-serving. So you're looking at an article, and the guy sent you an article saying that CNN.com says Jack is a great guy. What they're not telling you is what is comes after that, that Jack is a great guy, but don't ever do business with him. So the context is lost, and it's very self-serving. And of course, the credibility is not at 100% because you really don't know, was this really there in the article, or did the other guy just sort of make it up? So senders unhappy, recipients are unhappy. But this, the irony of it all is that peer-to-peer recommendations are extremely valuable. All leading websites are using it. And in its most rudimentary form, I'm going to go back 12, 13, 14 years ago, I should say 1995, so more like 14, 15 years ago when the web was first getting started, viral marketing sort of equated to saying, email your friends. That was what everybody said was viral marketing. And even today, if you go look at all the top web properties, whether it be Yahoo or it be MSN or it be Amazon or it be eBay or even Craigslist for that matter, you know, even Craigslist puts out a very prominent piece of real estate that says, email this page to your friend. The shortcomings are users rarely use the email this page functionality. I mean, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, I doubt even if one in 10,000, I'd say, you know, I doubt even if one in 100,000 impressions are ever people clicking on the thing. But despite that, there is enough demonstrable value in getting this peer-to-peer recommendation or getting this piece of viral marketing down that people will actually still give up valuable real estate to do this. Let's study briefly, why is it that people don't do this? The number one reason that people don't do this is because their contact list is missing. You cannot click on this link and say, okay, let's send it off to John or Kathy or James or whoever you want to send it off to, because you have to go through this entire process saying, okay, I click on this link, then I go back, then I copy, and we don't know what these email addresses are. So you go back, now you have to launch your own local email program, you find the email address for Kathy, copy it, paste it. It is just very, very painful. So it suffers with the same copy-paste issues. Well, despite that, as you said, there's a lot of people that are putting it out there. So this was sort of viral marketing 1.0 that I'm going to call in an era of 14, 15 years ago, which is, as far as the web is concerned, we're talking about the dinosaur era. Let's see what happened more recently in viral marketing 2, which is the whole notion of social bookmarking. That's a phenomenon that sort of exploded, I'm going to say, about 5 or 6 years ago. 2002-ish, maybe 3-ish, so 6-7 years ago maybe, when this whole idea of social bookmarking came on the scene, and Delicious was, I guess, player number one, where people would take these buttons and put buttons for various different social bookmarking sites on their own web pages. So as these buttons were being put on their different web pages, social bookmarking started to blow. And the problem with the social bookmarking, as you saw it, is there's a whole slew of ongoing technology integration that's involved with every popular social website. So for whether it be Dig or it be Delicious or it be something Reddit, Mix, I don't know, there's a whole plethora of these services, and you have to do the integration, or the site owner or the publisher has to do integration with all of these things. So this is what Viral Marketing 2.0 came along. Okay, by the way, the phone number for the studios is 408-912-5565. We are talking today about the evolution of viral marketing. And if you have questions, comments, 408-912-5565. Okay, continuing on. So with that done, what came on the scene was what we're going to call Viral Marketing 3. Viral Marketing 3 is more recently we've seen aggregation services such as AdThis or ShareThis that have emerged. These are services that allow users to post stuff to any website out there. And there's a whole plethora again of these services. There's things like Sociable and Socialize and a lot of smaller players that have come on the scene. There's a lot of individual web developers that have created these services. For those of you that are still trying to figure out what I'm talking about the fact when you go to a page and you look in the, at the bottom of it, there is an icon for Facebook or there's an icon for Twitter or there's an icon for 25 other services, 27 of which you may not recognize. That's what we're talking about is social bookmarking, which is the whole idea of aggregation. So what different companies realize is that everybody wanted to get into the social bookmarking participation to get their content distributed to various different locations so other people could find their content to discover their content. The problem with this whole outlook was, how do you do the integration with so many different players? So people have done the integration on one scene, which means you go post it to one guys and they will do the distribution for you, if you will. But they're not true distributors in the sense of the word distribution. What they're doing is really aggregators, where you post it and they've got a bunch of different things. And the user says, okay, I want to post it to Dig or I want to post it to Delicious. So you click that particular service button and they go and spit it out or send your content or distribute your content out to the selected service. So essentially, what we've done is we've taken these 25 different social bookmarking buttons and replaced it with one single button. The shortcomings of the current approach is that content still changes dynamically. So it's still very, there's a numerous buttons required, especially if you start looking at the buttons for instant messenger, for email, for print, and the whole bunch of different functionalities, and they all take up precious real estate. And the irony of it all is there is still no usage for these. In fact, I'll share with you that I had a conversation with a friend last week who had the AdThis button on his site for about a month, and I told him there is no usage. And he was like, oh no, but everybody else has it. I was like, yeah, everybody else has it, but there's no usage. And off the cuff, I challenged him and I said, I bet you, you have probably less than 5 people that have used it in the last month. Guess what? He went and he checked the statistics. There was 0 people who had actually clicked the button. 0. For this is valuable real estate that he was giving up on his website. And this is a very smart web developer. I mean, he's a very smart guy. And 0. The irony is, if you go and look on some of the leading web properties, you will see prime real estate that is given to this button, this functionality, because everybody wants this viral marketing. And unfortunately, we're not getting this viral marketing. Because guess what? There's a whole bunch of shortcomings that are still persistent with this approach that this approach has not yet solved, which is, first and foremost, content is still changing dynamically. So when somebody reads an article on CNN.com and he posts it out there, guess what? When his buddy goes back and looks at it, it's not the same article, right? Content has changed. So he's trying to figure out, like, okay, now what happened? So that's part of the problem that we're trying to figure out, is saying, okay, this is one shortcoming that's still there. The other shortcoming that are still unaddressed is it is no usage. It is still very page-centric. So when we're talking about page-centric, the whole idea is that you go there and you're looking at information and there is an entire page of information. When we're looking at, when you want to share something on the web, I think as we were talking earlier, there is no, it's not granular, you know, it's not focused. There is no way for me to say, go look at this particular piece. Just in the real world, you know, if you have a particular book or you have a particular document and you want to share that document with somebody or want to draw their attention to a certain part, it's very, very simple. It's very, very straightforward. You open the book, you point to a certain page and you say, hey, Kathy, take a look at this. And you've already highlighted it, right? It's something that people are very familiar with. And it's something that transcends age, geography, gender, irrespective. Everybody knows what a highlighter is. So what is the future of viral marketing? I think the future, well, before I actually dive into the future of viral marketing, I think we need to take a break here. And we'll come back and we'll talk about the future of viral marketing.
Do you ever search for anything on the internet? Ever use Google or Yahoo? Typically, you will go through several pages to find the information you seek. And it's only parts of a page that are relevant to you, not the entire page. So why not just highlight the most relevant portions? Everything you highlight is automatically clipped and saved for you. And the underlying pages are saved too. Really? And don't worry. At Rohit.com, we magically do all this without ever asking you to fill out a form or to register for our service. And certainly, we don't ask you to pay for anything. So automatically save everything relevant to you forever. Rohit.com is a micro information service that allows you to highlight any part of any web page. Rohit then enables you to do all kinds of interesting things with those highlights. It's fast and free. No sign up, no download. Try it out. What have you got to lose?
To advertise startups, on our show or to sponsor a segment, please call 408-469-4192. Unlike the Bollywood music shows that are playing in the background, this is a talk show that is being listened to by a fully engaged audience. Folks, it's not without reason that advertisers spend about $20 billion on radio advertising every year. So if you're looking for talent or looking to give your company exposure in the technology arena, then this is the show to advertise on. Get more bang for your advertising bucks. You can also email us at radio@rohit.com. Find us on the web at rohit.com/radio.
Do you have a startup company that you started and would like to get some free publicity for? Please contact us. We like to help startups. We are looking for a few startups to feature on an upcoming show. So if you're running a startup or have a friend who's running a startup that wants some airtime, feel free to reach out to us at radio@rohit.com. That's radio@rohit.com.
Folks, if you're looking to gain experience, this show is looking for volunteers. You'll get an opportunity to interact with fabulous people and make amazing business contacts while learning skills from the masters. Skills that will set you up for huge success in your own life. If you like our show, make sure to tell your friends to tune in on Saturdays at noon, every Saturday on 1170 AM KLOK. And if you work for a company such as Oracle, Sun, Google, Microsoft, Intel, etc., please send out a company-wide email on your Desi email alias about our show. And now, back to our show, where our host is Rohit Chandra. Rohit is himself an active entrepreneur working on a Web 2.0 startup. He's always looking for good people and good ideas. If you have a good idea that you are committed to, please do get in touch with him. One fact you may not know about Rohit is that he is an active REO investor.
जो भी चाहो वो मैं पाऊं जिंदगी में जीते जाऊं चांद तारे
Sabne salamat dosto. Welcome back to Dreams Unlimited. We are talking today about the evolution of viral marketing. This is a show that we've put together for people that have a dream. It's Dreams Unlimited. It's a show for techies, for non-techies, for entrepreneurs, for investors, for anyone that has a dream. Anyone and everyone. You gotta listen. Anyways, before I continue talking about viral marketing, I wanted to give a quick snapshot for folks that are joining us recently and our new listeners about folks that we've talked about in the past. We talked several weeks ago with an entrepreneur who's done a couple of startups. He's a linguist, he's a poet, he's a philosopher, he's a dancer, he's a friend, and he's back to being an employee. Fabulous entrepreneur. We've got podcasts available on our website at rohit.com/radio. That's rohit.com/radio. We also talked with an entrepreneur whom I'm calling the Midas man, a Midas touch man. This is an entrepreneur who's done 8 venture-funded startups. That means, yes, ladies and gentlemen, he started 8 venture-funded companies that he's raised venture financing for. 5 out of those 8 companies have been sold for about $2 billion and counting so far. He's raised $250 million in equity financing. Again, fabulous, Siva. Now currently runs a consumer internet company with 13 million users. Fabulous story. Go out and check that podcast. And we also had a Perseverance story where we had a founder who got turned down by 67 VCs for a seed round. And then he went ahead and did an A round and a B round that were both oversubscribed. So that's some of the folks that we've talked about in the past. And I guess I will introduce or talk about some of the other folks that we've had in the past in after another segment. But more importantly, back to what we're talking about today is Sapne Salamat, my friends. We're talking about the future of viral marketing on the web. If you have questions about startups, if you have questions about viral marketing, phone number for the studio is 408-912-5565. That's 408-912-5565. We're talking about the future of viral marketing on the web. We're talking about how is viral marketing, what is going to be next? I think the next thing that we're going to see as part of the future of viral marketing is this whole notion of micro sharing. So traditionally, we've always talked about sharing pages. And I think we've all gotten to the point there is so much information out there that we don't know how to fight through it and how to cut through the clutter. And there's got to be something that some way for us to be able to get exactly to the pieces that are of relevance to us. So cut right through the nuggets that are of that we need to see. And that's what I'm calling is micro sharing. The other piece, which is a term that I've coined, is called micro bookmarking. And I think that is definitely going to be part of the future. Where you think about it for a second, if you will. Just like a bookmark takes you down to a particular part of a page, a micro bookmark is something that takes you down to a particular part of the page where the right piece is already identified to you either through a highlight or through some other mechanism. And that's what is a micro bookmark. The other characteristic I think of micro bookmark is it's got to have something which is what is colloquially called a tiny URL, which is a service that people are also familiar more recently in terms of players like Bitly that have come out there. And you see basically the URL redirection services so that the earlier problem that we were talking about with long URLs breaking is gone away. So this, I think, is going to be very, very essential because this is one way that allows users to be able to call attention to select portions and they still keep the context and the credibility intact of the page that they're sharing. The other essential piece for something that does this is it should be able to share to all the popular social websites, just like its predecessor in viral marketing did. So essentially, you need one button, and this one button should allow the user to be able to post, to be able to email, to be able to send an instant messenger, to be able to send a link, to be able to print, to be able to do all of these things. And more importantly, this one button with a single click should allow the user to be able to highlight the text that's of relevance. They should be able to have some kind of an integrated emailer, if you will, so that we're talking about having your contact list be portable across web properties, because that's one of the biggest challenges when you're trying to share an article is how do you punch in, how do you remember what people's email addresses are. So it should have all of that functionality built into it where it can import your contacts, it can auto-complete it. Then you type in the first three characters, J-A-M, and it says, okay, I know you're looking for James. I'll show you the seven people that or the 10 people that match those character sets, and you pick which one you want. Anytime you add people, anytime you send people, it should automatically add folks to your contacts. Just do all of these things. And it should also make life simpler for you because when you're sending out an article, come on, people, it's very simple. What is the subject? The subject is the article itself. So there's got to be technology out there that will allow you to go out and just pre-fill that. Me as a user should not have to fill that out. And again, similarly for the body, I've already identified what is the piece that's of relevance to me. These should be able to pre-fill. So you go out and say, this is what I want to talk about. And the other piece I think we were talking about is a tiny URL is very, very essential. It should be automatically generated for the user. So the whole idea is the idea of zero friction for consumers. You know, the users should not have to do any signups. They should not have to do any registration. They should not have to join any new service. It has to be completely seamless, easy. There's no download. There's no installation. Essentially, what I'm saying is there should be no special software needs. It should not have any cost associated with it. It's got to be free because consumer web, consumers don't like to pay for anything on the web. And there should be no credit cards required. Fundamentally, if you look at the core of the thing, it is very, very simple. It's very, very straightforward. There's got to be no tricks, no gimmicks, no gotchas, you know. You can look at the Yahoo versus Google user experience for something like that, if you will. Anytime you install a Yahoo product, it screws up and puts in the toolbar on your computer, on your browser, and people learn to mistrust Yahoo or distrust Yahoo. Whereas with Google, people don't have that experience, and they're willing to take those chances and say, okay, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to put in the Google products in a lot simpler way than I'm going to put in the Yahoo products. So remember, Yahoo thinks, or Yahoo thought that they could have put stuff in and there'd be gotchas, but these were all real gotchas. And this is something which is very, very, very bad from a user experience standpoint, especially when we're talking about consumer web. And again, finally, it has to be fast. It's got to be very, very fast. And again, I think this can go back to the Yahoo-Google comparison, if you will, that when you're on Yahoo and you're trying to do something, it takes a while for things to happen. Even the homepage takes a while to load. Google is quite the contrarian approach where you load up and it's right there. And I think that's one of the reasons why things, as I already said, it's one of the reasons why things have worked so well for Google in the last few years is they've managed to keep their eye on the ball for a lot of these different things, which Yahoo has unfortunately not been able to, and we've seen the fallout from that. More importantly, so when somebody is looking at content to share and they're looking at content, this content should also be very easily bookmarked for the user, both individually and socially. So, you know, he identifies content that's of relevance, and behind the scenes, all of this stuff should automatically happen. So there's this whole notion of auto-blogging. Auto-blogging is this whole idea that you identify something you read somewhere on the web, and it automatically gets posted to your blog. That's the whole idea of auto-blogging. Some people also call it as micro-blogging, where the idea is you take excerpts from the web and they automatically appear as hyperlinks on your own website, because that's sort of what we are referring to. And most importantly, the user never leaves the page that he's on, right? So there's got to be some way to have some very, very easy implementation for this from the web publisher's perspective, if you will. Where the web publishers, they can simply take what I'm going to call a code snippet, paste it onto their website, and they should be able to go up and running with a service that provides all of this virality to them. Or there should be some way where you can do a point and click and it automatically adds the service to your own system. So anyways, that I think are essential characteristics or essential requirements for a successful viral play or for the progression of viral marketing in the web, if you will. And I think the most important thing that we have to sort of keep in mind is we have to bring everyone into your own ecosystem. So as you bring in more and more people into your ecosystem is how we're going to see viral marketing progress.
Are you a blogger? Do you have a blog? Put a highlighter button on your blog so anyone that comes to your blog can highlight the most relevant parts of your blog for themselves and easily share it with their friends and family. It's very viral and increases the distribution of your blog. Tens of thousands of bloggers are already using it. Don't miss this opportunity and get left behind. Check out Ruhit.com. Ruhit.com is a micro information service that allows you to highlight any part of any web page. Ruhit then enables you to do all kinds of interesting things with those highlights. It's fast and free. No sign up, no download. Try it out. What have you got to lose?
To advertise on today's show or to sponsor a segment, please call 408-469-4192. Unlike the Bollywood music shows that are playing in the background, this is a talk show that is being listened to by a fully engaged audience. Folks, advertisers spend about $20 billion on radio advertising every single year. So if you're looking for talent or looking to give your company exposure in the technology arena, then this is the show to advertise on. Get more bang for your advertising bucks. You can also email us at radio@ruhit.com or find us on the web at ruhit.com/radio.
Startups, do you have a startup company that you started and would like to get some free publicity for? Please contact us. We like to help startups. We are looking for a few startups to feature on an upcoming show. So if you're running a startup or have a friend who's running a startup that wants some airtime, feel free to reach out to us at radio@ruhit.com. That's radio@ruhit.com. Have you ever received a link to a web page in your email? Or have you ever shared a web page with anyone? Stop! Do not copy, paste, and go through all the extra effort to show them what's relevant. Why not highlight the web page before you send it or share it? Just type ruhit.com before any web URL. For example, ruhit.com/google.com, and your mouse cursor instantly changes to a highlighter pen. Just select any text you see, and it instantly gets highlighted in color. And what's more, it even gets a tiny URL that will take any visitor directly to the highlights of the page. It neither requires anyone to register nor to install any software on their computers. Anyone can use it. It's free and fast, no fine print, and totally hassle-free. Try it out. ROOHIT.com.
जो भी चाहो वो मैं पाऊं। बस इतना सा ख्वाब है, बस इतना सा ख्वाब है।
All right, listeners, welcome back to our show, Jeans, T-Shirt, and a Tie, with our host, Rohit Chandra. Rohit is himself an active entrepreneur working on a Web 2.0 startup. He's been on both sides of the investor table. Besides having raised millions of dollars in equity financing from angels and venture capitalists, he's also been an angel investor himself and has invested money in a VC fund. He's always looking for good people and good ideas. And he's a keen photographer.
Sapna Salamat, welcome back, dosto. We are talking today about viral marketing on Dreams Unlimited. This is a show that's dedicated to anyone with a dream. This is a show for entrepreneurs, for dreamers, for investors, for technical people, and non-technical people. Anyone and everyone that has a dream, every Saturday at noon. We've had lots of different guests over the last few weeks that have gone by. And a few weeks ago, we brought in a guest who talked about how to generate buzz for your company. We had a woman entrepreneur. She runs a PR agency, lmgpr.com. And Donna was... She's basically won 7 awards in the last year alone. Fantastic entrepreneur and fantastic PR person. So she taught us how to create buzz for our company. We followed that up. We had another guest come in and talk about REOs and bank foreclosures. So there's podcast of that. And we'll go ahead and check that out. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. We got a call coming in. We're going to take live on air. Sapna Salamat, you're live on air.
Hi, Rohit. I'm Sony, and I got to say that I just love your show. It is so informative, and I wish that you were on 7 days a week, my darling. But I do have a question about viral marketing. How important is it to have viral marketing in my business in order to attract venture capitalists?
Oh, wow. Okay, that's a fabulous question. So viral marketing is a very, very critical component. And in terms of having it in there for venture business, I think it is a very essential piece, because if you're looking to put big consumer plays on the web, if you do not have viral marketing, the marketing budgets are just ridiculously unaffordable. I mean, if you look on the web, there's people like Facebook, Google, Yahoo that have got huge brand presence. So for any new company to come out there and try to earn business, build a brand, we're literally looking at spending billions in building a brand. Now,
oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Absolutely. And that's sort of a given. So
I just have one more question. In this type of economical state that we're in, do you think that venture capitalists will lend money to startups?
Yeah.
Or no?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, venture capitalists are in the business of making money.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and if they can find a startup that is going to be very viral, guess what? Now they don't have to spend $1 billion; they have to spend X million dollars. And in my opinion, it takes single-digit million dollars for a successful consumer web play to play out. What that means is, let's say with $5 million of venture financing, if you have a viral marketing play, you can go and build a serious brand around it. So basically, All right. So if you can do this successfully with a viral play, you've basically taken $5 million and you've given them an output of what would have cost $1 billion otherwise. That's not to say that your company is going to be worth $1 billion. Your company may be worth only 20, 30, 50, maybe $100 million. But from the VC standpoint, fundamentally, he put in X million dollars and he got a 5X or a 10X or a 20X or some multiple there of return on his money. And that's the business that the venture capitalist is in, is to make money.
Right. Well, thank you so much.
Well,
you are just so awesome.
Well,
try to work on that whole 7 days a week thing. We really need you.
Thank you for your call.
All right, take care.
Salamat. All right. So, folks, back to talking about viral marketing. We're talking about the evolution of viral marketing today. We talked about how to do viral marketing, how viral marketing evolved on the web, and what's up. The number for the studios is 408-912-5565. That's 408-912-5565. One of the most important factors that we need to address when we're talking about viral marketing and the future of viral marketing on the web is we need to sort of bring everyone into your own ecosystem. That's what it takes. So we're basically you're saying, rather than drawing your users to your content, the days have changed where you have to have your content go out and reach users. So you have to build communities or interest groups that are all focused around content. So traditionally, there were groups that were created around users. There were mommy groups, there were Indian groups, there were tennis lovers groups, or what have you. Now, if you look at successful players, for example, Twitter, that's the one that everybody's gravitating towards. Well, everybody's essentially gravitating towards the content. That's the power. And that's what makes Twitter so successful is there is micro content that's available on there. People go out, find that micro content, and the micro content circulates around user communities, if you will, right? So the other thing that you need to do is when you're talking about bringing other people into your ecosystem, you need to bring in bloggers, you need to bring in web publishers, and you have to provide massive benefits to all of your constituents. You basically, on the web, you have three constituents, which is your users, your individual users, you have bloggers, and you have businesses. And you have to figure out some way where all of them are going to benefit. You have to deliver value to them. So what you're looking for is some kind of a prolific distribution model where sharing is now easier. So basically it says you should be able to reach users you would have never reached otherwise. And that's, again, back to what people like Twitter and Facebook are providing, right? There's more and more people will share and more peer-to-peer recommendations will happen. So how does somebody benefit? How does a publisher benefit by doing something like this? And I'm going to say, there's a publisher out there who takes this and creates embraces the next generation of viral marketing button and takes and puts this button on his website, which I'm going to call is a highlighting button. And you put this button on. Now what happens is anytime somebody comes to his website, they can click the highlighter button and be able to instantly highlight any part of the web page. It's a very natural publishing tool. We've always sort of seen it on the web. Anytime you go, we've always seen it not on the web, but offline. Any office, any desk, anybody that's doing any kind of work, you always see on their desk is sitting a highlighter pen. Yet when you look on the web, we don't see this. Now by providing this tool, he's suddenly given his user base a tool that they can go out and be able to highlight any part of the page, which is their way of getting to micro content, which is of use to them. Now, when somebody does something like this, what is the first thing he does when he does a highlight is he goes sends it off to somebody else and says, go take a look at this. When the other guy goes and takes a look at it, you've suddenly got content distribution that is happening, which is very, very focused around your own content. So again, back to this whole notion of why is Twitter successful is this micro content, because people don't have time. There is information overload. You quickly cut through the information overload and you say in 140 characters, what is the most important part? But guess what? The keyboard is not the friend for the typical user. Typical user, we all like to do click, click, click. We like to click around on the web and we go through different pieces of information and identify what's most important. So we share that out and we send that out. And that's what this would allow you to do. So it allows people to go out, be able to distribute their content more rapidly. And what that does is it drives lots and lots of people back to your own website. So it's fundamentally, from the publisher standpoint, it's providing a better level of granularity where now the publisher knows what it is that the readers are interested in, and it provides them with more targeted advertising opportunities. So, you know, you're looking at a page, you're saying, I have users coming in. These guys are all looking at a page about animals. Suddenly you say, not only are these guys all looking or interested in this page about animals, but John is interested in cats, and Kathy is interested in dogs, and Suzanne is interested in mice. So it's completely different from a granularity standpoint. And when you can get that level of granularity, you can then deliver more targeting advertising. So the publisher himself can go back to his advertisers and say, you know what? I can tell you much better what my users' interests are, and there's much more better targeted advertising, if you will. There's also very, very good analytics that one can get out of it, because it tells you where your content is ending up, who's reading it, what they're reading, when they're reading, and how they're using it. It helps you build better profiling on users, if you will. So that essentially is a very essential element that will help people to get better advertising dollars. Okay, phone number for the studio is 408-912-5565. That's 408-912-5565. We're talking today about viral marketing and the evolution of viral marketing. And we just talked about how it started out in the 1.0 world, where in the most rudimentary form it was email. We followed that up and talking about viral marketing 2, where this whole notion of social bookmarking came along. And then we talked about viral marketing 3, where they were talking about aggregation services that would take content and do the distribution. And I think in viral marketing 4, which is the next generation, is where we're going to see micro information sharing services that are going to come on. So we've got a call coming in that I'm going to take live on the air. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Hi, this is Krishan.
Sapne Salamat, Krishan.
Can I ask a question to someone who is talking about viral marketing?
Sure. You are live on the air.
This is Krishan.
Yes, Krishan, go ahead.
I'm a bit curious. I want to know how is this viral marketing different than search engine optimization?
Oh, wow. Okay. Can I ask you a question? What do you do for a living?
I'm a software engineer. I work for Oracle Corporation.
Okay. I'm just trying to put the context of my answer so I can talk more. Search engine optimization is...
I can answer your name. Before coming to US, back in India, I did a lot of work in search engine optimization. And I used to hear about the words like viral marketing and pay-per-click. I heard you were talking about link sharing.
Right.
There is something like one-way link sharing, mutual sharing and all. So I know all these concepts. But can you you are talking a lot about viral marketing. That's what interested me about this thing.
Good. Well, I appreciate your call. So SEO and viral marketing are completely different beasts. Search engine optimization is where you're saying that I am going to optimize my website so when an agent or a bot, which is a software, I'm going to spell it out a little bit because not all of my audience may be as savvy as what you appear to be. So when an agent or a bot from a search engine company such as Yahoo or Google or AllSurveyStore or Microsoft or one other. So basically, the search engine companies have created agents or bots that go out and crawl the web. When we say crawl the web, they go out and read different web pages and they figure out what this web page is about and they analyze it and they decide what are the various things that it's going to match up to. So when you're doing an SEO, which is search engine optimization, you're putting in words and technology in place that will make their software programs read your page and know that this page is actually about animals when it says that it is about animals. And what everybody is trying to do in the SEO world is, you're saying, when somebody goes out and does a query on a search engine such as Google and puts in animal, I want mysite.com to be the first thing that shows up. Right?
Right.
So this has got nothing to do with any other human being even existing on the planet or any other user existing on the planet. It is in complete isolation. It is a one-to-one relationship with a search engine company. Viral marketing on the... Go ahead.
As far as my knowledge is concerned, I can say, I have some product or services or some commodity to sell over the web.
Uh-huh.
Worldwide Web Consortium, you can say W3C.
Sure.
So I can say, not only for particular this, say we have radio, KLOK radio, 1170, right? We have numerous number of, online radios.
Uh-huh.
So I want this 1170 radio to come at number one position in search engine, say Google, Amazon, Yahoo, AltaVista, or whatever.
Correct.
So it's again kind of, optimizing, saying go and check online radio. You can see a KLOK radio at number one position. It's again kind of marketing, web marketing.
Absolutely. It is absolutely web marketing. There is no question about it. The distinction we're making is it is not viral marketing. The emphasis is on the word viral.
I got kind of confused. Mixed up something like that.
Yeah, no, that's okay. That's okay.
I would really like to get in touch with you through email.
Sure.
So where can I shoot an email to you that you can get? Yeah.
You can send me an email at radio@rohit.com. That's radio@rohit.com.
Is it Rohit or Rohit?
My name is Rohit. The name of my company is Rohit.
Okay.
It's a common enough mistake. So my first name is spelled with a single O. The name of my company is spelled with a double O.
Okay. So radio@rohit.com.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So I hope I was able to answer your question, Krishna.
Yes, I got it. So I will be, asking a few more queries, because that's my very much, interested area, searching optimization and web marketing, web promotion, and all those.
Yeah, yeah. Well, great.
So definitely, I'll get in touch with you and to get to know more about the things which you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, great. Thank you, sir. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Yes, hi. I'm Bala.
Bala, Sapne Salamat.
Question. Yes, I have a question on...
Sapne Salamat, Bala.
Pardon?
Sapne Salamat, my friend.
Yes, hi.
that is the greeting for my show. It is Sapne Salamat. You have to keep your Sapne dreams intact. Can I have you turn down your radio, please?
I have turned off my radio.
Lovely.
Yes. I just wanted to understand. See, I see the relevance of viral marketing in B2C.
Uh-huh.
But my focus is on enterprise and enterprise software and more on B2B marketing.
Uh-huh.
So can you give me, especially in new product launches, how can a viral marketing help on for a B2B niche market?
Oh, absolutely, without a doubt. See, remember at the one, so again, to spell it out, B2B, we're talking about business to business, but the business is not an entity. The business is not an entity that makes a decision. At the end of the day, there is a human being that makes a decision. And you have to get your information out to that human being, right?
Right. So right now, how do you... Right now, most of my work is basically by personal contacts, and I'm still puzzled by how viral would help a B2B,
okay.
Especially some of the niche industries, right? Like supply chain or and things like that, enterprise software. So if you can talk a little bit about it, I'll take the call off. I'm driving, so I'll take it off on the air. All right.
Okay. Fair enough. Thanks for calling, Bala. I'm going to try and address your question in a second, and I'm actually going to come back to Bala's question because I've got another caller on hold. And Bala, just keep listening, please. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Hello.
Yes, Sapne Salamat, my friend.
I have nothing to do with this show. I just want to let you that you forcing your users to say Sapne Salamat is pretty irritating at times.
Really? Well, I think that is out of the format of our show, and that's one of the things we want to keep. And I think that is the format, and it's a format we've chosen that we'd like for our callers to follow. Okay. Thank you for calling, caller. We appreciate your feedback. We have a format. We're sticking with our format, but we still welcome your feedback. Bala, coming back to your question about enterprise and B2B. So I think your question was when we're talking about B2B and you're talking about niche marketing, you're trying to reach individuals, and these individuals are the ones who are going to be the decision makers. How do you reach these decision makers? It's a fairly expensive process to get to the people. First of all, it's fairly expensive to create awareness of your product. Secondly, it's expensive to create a demand, and finally, to close a sale on that. So that's where viral marketing comes into play, where if you can go out and create something which says, here, I have a product that exists. In fact, if you look at a lot of enterprise what's a good example? There's a lot of companies, corporates out there. I think IKEA did this. Yeah, there we go. IKEA ran a campaign. And what IKEA did as a campaign was they said, go out and send us pictures of products that you like in the IKEA catalog, if you will, or things that you bought from IKEA that are in your home. And what this did was it had lots of different people going, looking at their products, putting them up, taking pictures, and sending them out. And somebody at the end of the day is going to win a jackpot of, I'm going to make up $1 million. So circling back to the same idea, if an enterprise, you're looking to do an enterprise sale, you go out and you create a demand and you say that this is what my product is. This is a way to be able to go out and reach the decision makers, if you will. I hope that answers your question in a sort of a roundabout way, Bala, but if it doesn't, please feel free to call in and we'd be very happy to take it up some more.
Do you ever search for anything on the internet? Ever use Google or Yahoo? Typically, you will go through several pages to find the information you seek. And it's only parts of a page that are relevant to you, not the entire page. So why not just highlight the most relevant portions? Everything you highlight is automatically clipped and saved for you. And the underlying pages are saved too. Really? And don't worry. At Ruhit.com, we magically do all this without ever asking you to fill out a form or to register for our service. And certainly, we don't ask you to pay for anything, so automatically save everything relevant to you forever. Ruhit.com is a micro-information service that allows you to highlight any part of any web page. Ruhit then enables you to do all kinds of interesting things with those highlights. It's fast and free. No sign-up, no download. Try it out. What have you got to lose?
To advertise on today's show or to sponsor a segment, please call 408-469-4192. Unlike the Bollywood music shows that are playing in the background, this is a talk show that is being listened to by a fully engaged audience. Folks, advertisers spend about $20 billion on radio advertising every year, so if you're looking for talent or looking to give your company exposure in the technology arena, then this is the show to advertise on. Get more bang for your advertising bucks. You can also email us at radio@ruhit.com or find us on the web at ruhit.com/radio.
Startups, do you have a startup company that you started and would like to get some free publicity for? Please contact us. We like to help startups. We are looking for a few startups to feature on an upcoming show. So if you're running a startup or have a friend who's running a startup that wants some airtime, feel free to reach out to us at radio@ruhit.com. That's radio@ruhit.com. Are you a blogger? Do you have a blog? Put a highlighter button on your blog so anyone that comes to your blog can highlight the most relevant parts of your blog for themselves and easily share it with their friends and family. It's very viral and increases the distribution of your blog. Tens of thousands of bloggers are already using it. Don't miss this opportunity and get left behind. Check out ruhit.com.
Tare tode lao sari duniya par main chahu bas itna sa khwab hai.
Sabne salaam hai dosto, welcome back to Dreams Unlimited. We've been talking today about viral marketing and the evolution of viral marketing. We talked about how it started out in its most rudimentary form as email marketing with tell a friend kind of functionality, and how it progressed from there into social bookmarking, and from there it went to aggregation, and more recently it's going towards this whole concept of micro bookmarking and micro sharing. So hopefully people found it useful, informative, because this show is a singular mission is to promote entrepreneurship. We are here to help, and we are doing this within the limited resources and time that we have. So we are looking for volunteers. We are looking for folks that are committed and are willing to be provide that commitment or live up to a commitment. So we're looking for folks that can do websites, who can do write stuff, who can do sponsorships, marketing, creating a jingle, legal stuff, web developers, bloggers, web designers, and even advisors and angels, if you will. So fundamentally, we are looking for folks to come out and help us, and we're looking for people to come and participate and help build things. So it'll give you a chance to work with other brilliant people and a chance to create new connections. We are also looking for sponsorships. So if you like the show, if you like a segment, please go ahead and reach out to us, and you can sponsor us. The phone number to call us is 408-469-4192. And you can also reach us on the web at ruhit.com/radio. That's ruhit.com/radio. And we are looking for reach outs. We've been approached by a few folks that are looking to do startups. So we've talked to them about that as well. Again, most importantly, if you have friends, please tell your friends to send an email out. Tell them about what the show is about. Put us out on your Desi mailing list if you can, and we certainly appreciate it. And I think we're running out of time, but before I run away, I'm going to take one last call live on the air.
Thank you for listening to KLOK 1170 AM, the Bay Area's new international community radio station. If you'd like more information on KLOK 1170 AM, just visit our website at